The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. Text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, where we continue the conversation off of while we're on breaks.
We'll have an announcement on Monday. I've got a pretty good guess locked in for Wednesday afternoon at 5 p.m. I don't want to put it out there yet, because who knows what'll happen over the weekend. But he is a big name. He's a big name,
okay?
And this isn't one of those things where, you know, me or Lance does some crappy voice and, like, fools the audience and then it fools some of the audience. It's the actual guy, but I want to wait till Monday to lock it in.
Rob asks, how many Marlins players have died so far? Well, they just are now getting diagnosed with it.
Literally just got it.
And look,
my guess is none of them will die. But now what? And you're talking about these world-class athletes. What happens if one of the coaches then gets it?
Or one of their parents.
The umpires. Yeah. And, I mean.
Yeah, that's the problem. I know I'm not saying you're hoax guy for asking that question. At some point, an athlete's going to die from this. It's going to happen. And when it does, then I don't know how it's going to impact things. But most of them, it's not even a cold. We get that. But there have also been some people who are in really good shape and really healthy. And, and some of these guys aren't, they'd be in shape, but they may not be the most healthy guys. And, yeah, it's going to happen at some point. And then we'll see how you guys feel about it then. If it doesn't, I hope it doesn't. I don't want anybody to die from the Rona, not just athletes. But that's where, because we haven't had the real high. I guess Herman Cain's probably the highest profile death we've had.
Well, him and Charlie Daniels.
I think Herman Cain is probably the highest profile death we've had.
Do you want to do the Twitter following check?
Don't know.
Let's see. Herman Cain. Let's see how many Herman Cain had. 555,000. Oh, he's got to be higher profile than Charlie Daniels.
Yeah, so that's our highest profile death so far. But he was, what, 75 years old?
Yeah, he was an older dude. No, Charlie Daniels has a million followers.
Really?
So he's bigger than Herman Cain.
At least on Twitter.
The devil went down to Georgia.
And he...
I think we can also use this time to say that... Remember 9/11? 22 veterans commit suicide every day. 125,000 innocent unborn babies will be murdered by abortionists around the world today. Pray for the blue. And my favorite, Benghazi ain't going away. By the way, whoever runs his account now tweeted all those things today.
Oh, really?
They tweet it now every single day, too.
Okay.
Who's more famous, Charlie Daniels or, let's look at this list, John Prine?
I would say Charlie Daniels.
Yeah, I would too.
Charlie Daniels or Pat Dye?
Charlie Daniels.
Yeah. Because musicians are always going to be more popular.
John Prine only had 84,000.
Yeah, but did John Prine actually know how Twitter worked?
Charlie Daniels literally
didn't know. Obviously,
somebody
has been doing it for him.
Charlie Daniels, all he knew was to tweet the same five things every day.
But was it really him, or is it whoever he put in charge of it?
I don't know. But I just think
because it's continuing.
I think that Charlie Daniels, he had a song that made him more of a household name.
Yeah, because if you get one big song like that,
yeah,
That can do a lot. And guys, stop texting about how all this is going away after the election. And please quit spreading that around. That's just, you know, that's one of those silly things that everybody's trying to pass off now. And it's just, you know, come on.
Angry M word on Twitch. I can't say the actual word. That's the rest of his name. Pointed out Charlie Daniels died of a stroke, not of coronavirus.
Ah, see?
All right.
There you go. Yeah, I didn't think he died of the Rona.
I thought he did.
No. That's fake news. Hashtag fake news. Well, from the failing AJ Hoffman.
I guess so. Look at me.
Straight Pepper, who's more famous, Charlie Daniels or Fred Fowler? Both died from the Rona, if I remember correctly. Don't wish that on me yet. Let me catch it first and wind up in the hospital, and then I can
who's
die.
Who's the other country music guy who died? He was like the very first famous person to die. Joe Diffie.
Yeah, not as famous as Charlie Daniels.
But if Charlie Daniels, I mean, we're taking Charlie Daniels out of the conversation now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, so it's him or Herman Cain.
It's got to be Herman Cain.
Yeah, it's still Herman Cain.
Yeah.
But at some point, and it may not be a player. Maybe it winds up being a coach or a GM or something like that. I think that might put a full stop on everything. But, so.
I'm against coronavirus, honestly.
I'm done with it. I've had enough of it. It can go back to China where it came from. And I've just had it.
Oh, what about Roy from Siegfried and Roy?
That's pretty big.
He might be more famous than Herman Cain.
I don't know that he was a Twitter guy.
I don't know either.
But yeah, I almost guarantee you if I say Siegfried and Roy, everybody knows.
More people know that.
They're going to know Tiger Guys, right?
Well, would they know that Roy's last name was Horn?
No. It doesn't matter, though. If you're that good, LeBron doesn't need a last name.
That's true.
Roy didn't need a last name. Siegfried didn't need a last name.
I think was Siegfried.
I think that was his last name. Yeah. So he didn't need a first name. So, yeah, I think that's pretty. I think that's pretty badass.
They're on the share level. Just one name.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
but only if they're paired. Because if you just say Roy without Siegfried, people are like,
yeah.
Like old Roy, the dog food?
Roy Rogers?
Who are we talking about here?
Roy Cobb? Oh, but Siegfried, though.
If you say Siegfried and Roy.
But if you just say Siegfried, I'm still going to think Tiger Guy. Because how many Siegfrieds are running around out there?
I don't know.
There's not a lot of them, right?
Not many.
So, and Angry Inward says, I forgot that word is not allowed on the show. Tell the gentleman I should know better. Actually, I'm the one who can't say it. And technically, I probably could, but...
I mean, it's up to the program director if he wants to deal with more letters and protests.
I've got to talk to Mr. Gao about this, because I heard Rod Ryan the other day. I took my wife's car to work, and my wife listens to The Buzz, amongst other stations. She listens to some awful stations. The Buzz is fine. The Buzz makes me realize that it doesn't take any talent to be a radio DJ, like at a music station, because you don't pick any of the music. It's just they tell you what to play and you just play it, which sucks. Because like I think that there was a time where it was a real skill to be a radio DJ. Now you just basically read commercials and you have like some funny joke that you say, and then you play the next song that the program director picked. But I was listening to Rod Ryan. And he said a word that I've been told for a long time you can't say on radio. And it rhymes with bitty. And
yeah,
he said it multiple times. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yep.
So is that legal now? What are we?
So it's never been ill. It's never been actually one of the words that the SEC will come down on you for. Because I asked this when I was over there. Because I was... always sitting in the program director for the Buzz's office trying to learn stuff. And it's not an against the rules FCC word, but if somebody hears it enough while driving their kids around and complains to the FCC, they'll ask for the audio and then go, don't do that again, or just don't say it so many times in a row. Because
okay.
The same thing goes for a-hole. You can actually say it on the radio, and they'll ask for the audio. And as long as you're not saying it seven times in one segment, they're going to go, okay, I, just be honest, careful
I
when you're
that
saying
word,
it.
That word I'd probably steer away from.
Yeah.
Like a-hole, the F word, the S word, and the C word, I feel are like, there's not a situation where those aren't curse words. Rhymes with bitty, I've never understood why that word is out. Like, I could say boob, I can say jugs, I can say cans, I can say melons, I can say boobies, but I can't say rhymes with bitties. It's like Texas alcohol laws. It's like the most archaic nonsense. And I've got to talk to the man about this.
Well, I'm curious about another one, because I've always been told I can't say wussy and replace the W with a P. And yet I've heard it twice.
Well, as long as you're not referring to a body part, you can say that.
So it's like Richard. Same thing. Yeah, as long as you're not referring to Richard's body part.
Right.
Okay. So I can say that guy is a meow without doing the cat sound. Okay.
I thought you just liked doing the cat sound.
Well, I do like doing the cat sound. But I've always avoided that. And somebody says you could say all those words on Australian radio. That's what I was about to say. Because the C word in Australia is like dude here. They use it so well. They use it for so many things. And it just depends on... I so wish we could do that, because that word is perfect, at least the way they use it.
Yeah.
The way we use it here, no. Oh, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Gary says, do you think anyone would feel bad if Joe West or Angel Hernandez came down with the Rona? Oh. Of course, we don't want that on anyone.
You know what? I think we should be honest. I think there's people we wouldn't care if they got it. Let's not sit here and say, I'd like the Rona to go away and nobody have it, but let's not pretend like we love everybody. There's some people out there that if they got the Rona, you'd be like, okay. And I kind of think if you make fun of the Rona, or you decide, oh, I'm going to a rally and not wearing a mask, and it gets you.
Sorry. What's Joe Diffie's most famous song?
That's a good question. Let me check it.
I mean, I've heard his name, so obviously he's famous. But I need to hear, like, are you famous that I've heard your hit song? I better have.
Pickup Man.
What's second?
Second would be John Deere Green.
I have not heard either of those, I don't think.
What's third?
Third, carry the one. I Don't Need Your Rocking Chair.
I don't know if I know any of those songs.
Yeah. I'm sure I've heard them once, but it's like a lot of times, especially with country, I'll hear songs and I don't know who sings them. Like, I think I've said this before. There are a bunch of George Strait songs that I didn't know was George Strait. I just knew it was country. And I liked them. They were good songs. And you guys made fun of me because, oh, it's George Strait. How can you not know this? I heard the song. Just... Oh, well.
Let's play Pickup Man on the way out. You know what drives me crazy?
I kind of like this.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's when Taylor Swift was doing her country music, like country music fans would get mad that Taylor Swift was singing country music, but they're okay with this song.
Well, that's because you just have to have the accent, man. You just got to sing it like this. Mm. I guarantee you. You know, this is one of my favorite things to do is, like, I don't do karaoke anymore because the whole world ended. But when I used to go do karaoke, I'd drop a couple of country songs and people would love them. And it was just me imitating a country singer. It wasn't me. I mean, it wasn't actually. Well, honestly, that's kind of what you do with anything. Like when I do Tom Petty, I'm imitating Tom Petty.
Right.
But I just basically did the voice like this and did my Garth Brooks, and people loved it. So, all right. But that's how you become accepted by country. See, she doesn't have the twang, AJ. You got to have the twang.
She did, though, back then.
Yeah.
She got rid of the twang.
Well, it's because she was imitating.
Maybe so.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz Side. ESPN 97.5.
A bucket of rust or a brand new machine.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And for those of you who are not with us on Twitch, we've cracked open a beer here. And makes it appropriate for our guests. Sylvia Benavidez joins us, founder of the Texas Beer Collective. And organized this weekend's Houston Beer Run, also host of Drought Queens podcast, Draft Queens. Is it draft or draft? What?
It's draft.
Draft, yeah.
It's draft. I know. Come on, what you guys are doing? Beer guys, aren't you?
I've had one sip of beer already.
What a dope.
Yeah, I'm telling you. What's going on, Sylvia?
Hey, oh man, it's been crazy, but happy Friday to you both.
Happy Friday to you. So tell us a little about this this beer run. What is going on with this? How do we take part?
Yeah, definitely. So as you guys know, if you've been watching the news, especially if you're a beer lover in Houston, especially in Texas, all around, TABC hasn't been very nice to our local small craft breweries.
What else
and,
is new?
The community's pretty fed up with it. So we're watching a lot of our good brewers and friends in the area, you know, having trouble with their businesses. And we noticed that it's really, really affecting the tap room. So we formed Texas Beer Collective last year, but this year, a couple weeks ago, we just kicked off a new initiative of how can we help? And as you know, the best way to help is to drink beer, and that's to buy beer. So that's exactly what the Houston Beer Run is going to be this weekend. We start off tomorrow morning, effectively at noon, and there are 11 routes around the Houston area, as far south as Galveston, as far north as Brazos Valley, the Navasota area. And the objective is to get together, let's get some cars together, and let's do a good old-fashioned beer run. So,
and where can we find these routes to figure out which one would fit us the best?
Yeah, there's a couple of options. The main option is a Facebook page, Texas Beer Collective. If you go to the events section, you'll see all of the events posted, and then you can also join the community.
So how many routes do you have that people can choose from?
As of today, we have 11. So we start off, I guess if you want to start in my hood, I'm in the Pearland area. We're calling that the Southwest route, and we're starting at Bockfish Brewing Company, heading over to Valenson, then down the Beltway to Texas Leaguer Brewing Company, down in the Stafford, Missouri City area, then up 59 to Baylesson, and then we're ending our journey at Sigma Brewing Company in East Downtown. But it just depends. Wherever part of town you are in Houston, we've got a route for you. NASA Clear Lake starts at Saloon Door tomorrow. We also got the Inner Loop, which starts at New Magnolia Brewing Company. And then even if you want to go out west to Battle Hop Brewing Company out in Katy. So depends on what part of town, or if you want to make a fun little day trip and create your own route, we're open to that as well.
Yeah, your Sigma's in my part of town, so that's a great place to finish up. So
yeah,
tell us a little bit about the Draft Queens podcast and mm-hmm. how people can listen to that and how they can follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, so Draft Queens, our podcast is on Anchor right now, but you can find us on most of the streaming platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple, Spotify, just to name a few. The main objective of the show is my partner Lindley and I basically like to have fun and drink beer. We like to talk beer. So we have a lot of brewery guests. We do a lot of beer sensory, blind tastings, beer science experiments. Just a lot of beer shenanigans. But our main focus is to really expand beer diversity into more of the ladies and the women crowd, and also encourage everyone to kind of take advantage of their taste buds and get into craft beer sensory themselves.
So how many of these breweries are actually allowing people inside? Because I know I actually went to Sigma yesterday, and they're not open to go inside. They've got like a window that they'll hand you beer out of. But have you guys looked at how many of these breweries that you're planning on hitting up you can actually go inside and sit down and drink a beer?
Well, every brewery is going to be different. Some of them have outdoor spaces depending on, you know, what their specific permit holds. You know, they're allowed to have people there if they have a restaurant on site. Most of them are allowed to have beer to go sales if they have that capability. But the majority of them, because of the current situation we're in, are closed for normal taproom visits, but curbside is available, and most of these sites you can pre-order online as well.
All right. Well, it's cool that you guys put this together. We're all about trying to help these guys out, and I know this is hitting a lot of places hard, and hopefully, you know, this helps a little bit, helps people get through. Appreciate you coming on, Sylvia, and keep us updated. Anytime you guys are doing something like this, we're more than happy to let the people know.
Will do. Thanks, you guys. All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Jesse says, this sounds like, he says, I'm all for the beer run, but this has Rona spreading written all over it. Well, I mean, in theory, you're not doing this in like a massive group. You're doing this with
this isn't a pub.
You're walking up with your mask on, you grab your beer, and you get in the car and go pick up the rest of your beer.
Yeah. This isn't a pub crawl, and it's not a stick around and get drunk thing. This is basically a way to go around and support some of these breweries. So I'm looking at the one for me. I'm guessing Inner Loop is me. And I'm having a hard time figure out.
I don't have the Facebook, so I hate when they say like, "Oh, there's an alt." The best way to find it is on Facebook.
Okay, so here's mine. New Magnolia Brewing, which I have not had yet. True Anomaly, which I have. Local Group, Holler, and 4J Brewing.
Okay,
it's not bad, right?
Yeah,
I haven't been to 4J either.
Is there one up around my
neck? Would you classify yourself as Northwest or North Central?
I'm Northwest, I believe. Like, whichever one has 11 Below, because 11 Below is the closest brewery to my house.
Yeah, you have to kind of scroll through and find, you know, because they have them, like, posted on separate Facebook things, so you have to kind of go through and scroll.
So, Northwest kicks off at 11 Below at noon. Then you got Lone Pint, B-52, Southern Star, Copperhead, and Excalibur.
Okay, that's a lot of driving. I'll be honest.
That's a good run.
It's a good little run.
That might be my favorite I've seen so far.
Huh. All right. Well.
So what's yours, Aaron? What's the Galveston County? They have a NASA Clear Lake.
They have the NASA Clear Lake one. That I think the wife and I are talking about doing that one. I know we're gonna at least start at Backfish tomorrow. The NASA Clear Lake one is Saloon Door. Ward's Brewing, which I've never been to. Galveston Bay, which I've been to. Raylene, never been there. And Fetching Lab, which I've driven by and had some of their stuff. And then on Sunday, they're doing one all across Galveston County, which I'm definitely already doing because my wife looked at the breweries that were on there and said, yeah, this is just something we're doing for the weekend. So it starts at Galveston Island, then goes to Devil in the Deep, Fetching Lab, Galveston Bay, and then 6 Wards.
How many does Galveston have now? Because I've been to Galveston Island.
4, I think. Yeah, 5.
But I haven't been down there in a while. And, yeah. Darth Narface on Twitch, B-52 and Copperhead are incredible. Yeah, Copperhead has some really nice beers. They've brought us some during the Rona.
Yeah.
So, somebody says, I hit 17 breweries in one day recently in May. May have to try that again. I don't think I could pull that off. I mean,
you could.
I mean, you're not drinking.
I'm not drinking
it.
Yeah. Now, if I were drinking it all of them, no. But if you're just going and picking up a beer,
yeah, the most I made it around here is 8.
If you had a beer at all of them, I think you could probably do 17 in a day. You'd need a driver.
Yeah, and you need to not drink the kind of beer I like, though, like 11%.
Well, I like variety. Josh always makes fun of me because I drink stouts that are, you know, sometimes I'll drink beer that's like 17%, which is absurd, but sometimes I drink that. But I also drink a lot of beer that's like 2.5%. A lot of the sour beer I drink has almost no alcohol in it. So I feel like I run the gamut.
Jay Sager on Twitter said, we need to bring back hashing. Google Hash House Harriers. It's a running club with a drinking problem.
I'm against exercising while I drink, honestly.
You know what? I would like to do something like that again. once we're able to do that.
Backfish down in Pearland actually has a running club that they do, I think, on Tuesdays.
I think Carbach has one too.
Yeah, they did.
And well, they stopped doing it, but Sigma used to have a bike ride like once a month that was pretty awesome. But I'm going to get back into the running thing, but it's going to take some time to get back in shape, and you know, I'll be ready for when the Rona ends, or at least when we can start doing stuff like that. Because that's one thing that sucks is when I had, you know, 10Ks scheduled, I would stay in running shape because, you know, I'll work up to the race. And now I don't have anything. It's like, and it's so damn hot outside. I'm like, screw this. All right. I'm not going running today. I'm going to sit on the couch and just get fatter. All right, guys, how about make your wallet fatter with my bookie? How about that? And you can make the games a lot more interesting right now. How about this? Baseball still going for now. NBA started last night. Got Rockets tonight. MLB, soccer, UFC. You want to get in on AJ's picks that he put on Twitch for the people? Well, my bookie's the place to do it. You want to bet golf? You want to bet NASCAR? They got you covered. And you can play lines, props, over-unders, futures. You can even bet on the upcoming election, and I guarantee you I'm going to have an opinion on that. The best thing about MyBookie, you bet, you win, they pay. And if you join today, they're going to double your first deposit. Just enter promo code RADIO. And, guys, the best thing about MyBookie is you get paid when you win. And I've never had any issues with them. There's so many other websites that they just take your money real easy. They don't want to pay it back. Hey, MyBookie is happy to do it. MyBookie.ag, remember, they'll double your first deposit when you enter promo code RADIO. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or get in there on the Twitch channel. So I promised this to the Twitchers on the last break, and that was before I remembered that we actually had a guest. And
an idiot.
I haven't been very good here the last couple days. But Aaron sent me this, and frankly, I'm a little disappointed in some states that I had a couple of them I actually liked before this. But it's one of those maps things that says the most overrated shows in America, and they do the whole map thing.
Like the overrated television shows,
yes,
or radio shows?
Well, we know.
I can't deal with this.
No, you don't. You don't have to worry about
okay
radio shows. So what criteria did they use for this, Aaron? Was this one of those things where...
I'm not 100% sure. I think they just ended up polling people.
Okay, because there's some very stupid ones on here. And the state of Texas... The most overrated show, according to the state of Texas, The Walking Dead.
I don't think that's ridiculous.
Louisiana, The Office.
Okay. I mean, it's been off for what, 8 years?
Yeah. a bunch of places have Parks and Recreation.
All right.
And there's several The Offices. There's a bunch of Friends.
I do think Friends is an overrated show.
So they relied on Google Trends for all of this.
Okay, well, then Google Trends are stupid. Because there's a bunch that have The Simpsons on there, too, which I don't know how you can call The Simpsons overrated. There's a few Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Which, you know, but 7 states.
Ancient Aliens.
Rick and Morty.
Oh, sorry, Fred.
Those are fighting words.
Sorry, your cartoon's overrated.
Yeah.
I turned myself into a pickle.
Yeah. I'm sorry that Mr. Pop Culture himself has never paid attention to one of the biggest pop culture hits that's going on right now. That's okay. But Nevada?
I'm pretty sure Rick and Morty was like pop culture 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, but it still
it's
is.
It's still not really. It's not a big deal now.
Yeah, it still is. Okay. It was a big deal that it took like 3 years for him to come back.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just said you just don't pay any attention to it. So Nevada. Bleep you. Arizona. Bleep the hell out of you. And yeah, I'm not going to go through all of you, but one of our neighbors. And this is one reason why
Nevada was one of them.
Nevada was one of them.
I thought with your with legalized weed that maybe you'd be okay.
No, it just you know it is a show that requires you know you got to have some intelligence to watch it because there's a bunch of funny science stuff. So Las Vegas, you're dumb. I'm sorry. Arkansas, not surprisingly,
yeah,
overrated because you know what's happening in Arkansas. You're like. Hey, it's a cartoon. Let's watch this cartoon. It's going to be awesome. The hell's he talking about turning himself into a pickle? What's this space-time continuum thing? What the hell is he doing burping all the time? That's another reason you would like it. This is supposed to be like Hank Hill. Well, what the hell is this? What's that spaceship? Give me some Arkansas milk. That's why they don't like it. But, yeah, I'm personally offended by this.
Well... I'm sorry, Fred. Listen, it had its run.
Well, those are just states I'm not going to anymore. Well, I'll go to Vegas. But, yeah. Ace Tankula says Rick and Morty's not overrated. It's just many hate it. Well, and I think that it really is pretty polarizing. And I'm wondering if they took this thing after the whole 9/11 joke because it was... People are pretty pissed off about that.
It didn't bother me.
And by the way, Rick Sanchez has much better burps than you do.
Okay.
You raise your game, buddy.
Well, he's also a cartoon.
He's a real person. It's a real voice. It's a real guy, which I'm still trying. Aaron's still trying to get him on the show.
He's not coming on our show.
Well.
Especially now that you called him overrated.
I didn't call him overrated. That's the idiots in Arkansas. Arkansas called him overrated.
I think Fred was born in Arkansas, actually.
No, I was not. I was not reared in Arkansas either. Oh, boy.
If you'd had that Coleman milk.
You'd get reared all the time.
You'd still be in the NFL, or you'd be rearing whoever you want to rear. So Ancient Aliens not overrated in any states?
No, which is too bad. Well, you have to be popular, let's be honest.
You're the only dude I know who watches that show. I do see that meme on the internet regularly.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're the only person I know who actually watches the show that it came from.
Yeah, I don't really watch it much anymore because...
Because you've watched all the episodes now.
Yeah, I've seen them all. And I'm still... Like, I'm wanting to buy into the whole alien theory, but I still want to see one tiny little thing.
An alien?
Just proof.
Yeah, some people are like that.
I just want to see... If all these crashes actually happen...
You know what, Fred? You don't need that. It's the same way people are with religion. Just have faith.
Yeah.
So you need to put your faith in the aliens.
But that is like the worst defense because you said, well, you don't have faith. Well, yeah, but okay. I mean, I can't fight you on that. I have faith. I believe in this. I believe in the alien
That's all
God.
You need then, Fred.
No.
That's all you need.
No. Yeah, and... I if all these things have crash landed here, somebody has to have a piece of one.
I watched two documentaries last night.
Yeah,
I watched the Kid from Coney Island, the Stephon Marbury documentary. Have you seen that?
No,
Aaron. I'm guessing no.
No,
it's pretty good. It's Steph's a weird dude. Stephon Marbury's a weird dude, but. It's good that he found, like, it literally took him leaving America to find happiness. But it's worth a watch, I would say. But it follows him from, like, his youth through high school where it's so crazy. In that draft class that he was a part of, I mean, there's just never enough good things to say about that draft class. It's without question, the greatest draft that's, in my opinion, the greatest draft that's ever happened. I know there are people who say, well, the Hakeem and Michael Jordan one, and very, very, very good.
Yeah, but you know what? That well, there was, wasn't Barkley in that draft too?
I think he was.
Yeah, that was a pretty good draft.
Allen Iverson, Stephon Marbury, Ray Allen, Kobe Bryant, Steve Nash. I mean, it was just
that doesn't suck.
No, that's pretty good. And that's not. I mean, that doesn't even count Marcus Camby, Antoine Walker. These are guys who had good, solid NBA. Peja Stojakovic had good, solid NBA careers, but they're like the 10th, 12th best players in that draft. Just a ridiculously good draft. And one of the things that you, when you watch that documentary about Stephon Marbury, you remember that, dude, Steph was, he was a really, really great player, and it was sometimes overshadowed by the fact that he's kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that was a dominant dude.
And that was also, that was kind of looked at as the sort of downturn of the NBA after Jordan, yeah. That whole group. Because Iverson, I don't think, ever got as much credit as he deserved because of that. Because there wasn't, you know, there wasn't the buzz around the league that until Kobe kind of started bringing it back. But it was pretty far in when that happened.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is a damn good draft class.
And that, I mean, just pairing Kevin Garnett and Stephon Marbury at that time, I mean, that team was so fun to watch. And then the other documentary that I watched was called Tread. Have you seen this?
Sounds familiar.
It's about a guy in Colorado who gets into, like, a zoning dispute.
Yeah, the Killdozer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he builds a bulldozer and just goes on a rampage in the town. It's the most, it's insane, but it's awesome. Like, the guy's clearly, he's a lunatic, and you hear a lot of the, like, he recorded a lot of audio, like, leading up to it, and they've got video of him just driving this, they were shooting it with 50 caliber bullets, and it wasn't even making a dent. They were throwing flashbangs at it, and it was banging back at them. I mean, this was, the guy was a welder by trade, so he just turned this bulldozer into basically
a tank,
an armored vehicle, and went on a ramp. I think it's crazy. They say at the end that it was a highly publicized event, and I don't really remember hearing about it. It happened in Colorado, and then at the end of the documentary, it says it made worldwide news. The very next day, Ronald Reagan died, and it just, the story disappeared.
Yeah,
and it was in a town of like 1,000 people or something. Yep. It's a small town. But it's a crazy, crazy story, and it's on Netflix now, so it's called Tread, if you get a chance.
All right. Are you going to get on that Apple TV Plus yet?
I might do that when my wife gets back. I'm not trying to set up anything on my own.
I didn't do mine. The wife did. So, all right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Make sure you stay tuned at 7 o'clock tonight for Late Hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock, including the one guy who sent me about 5 emails about how they should have our jobs. You can listen at 7 o'clock. Hate to break it to you. Unless one of us dies, it's going to be a while before someone takes our jobs. All right. I asked the Twitch people to pick the gym of the day, gave them 3 options. And this is the one they chose, and we'll see how this goes. I might do this on Twitch for a while because I always have 3 or 4 choices. So this is their choice. This is the Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. I'm a little skeptical of the story because it's A, a Florida woman, and B, a flight attendant.
Okay.
And she's smoking hot.
Okay.
So.
That can happen.
Well,
Could happen.
When was the last time we were on a flight that had a...
Not often, but okay. It could happen.
Well, apparently she returned home on July 29th and discovered her husband engaged in sexual intercourse with another woman.
All right.
And, well, I mean, there's two ways that can go, right? She can go like, oh, I'm in. Or it could go this way. She's a 29-year-old flight attendant named Nicole Dennison. She interrupted them immediately, punched her 34-year-old spouse in his left eye. He also sustained scratches to her forehead and a bruise on his right arm. And then she allegedly took her husband's acoustic guitar and smashed it against the wall.
Ooh.
Destroying the instrument and leaving a gaping hole in the wall.
Not great.
So she was arrested for domestic battery, booked into county jail, and the judges allowed Dennison to continue having contact with the victim. They've been married for 3 years and have 2 children. But apparently, the criminal complaint did not reveal how Dennison, who works for a Legionnaire, happened to surprise her husband, who has worked as a bartender and fitness instructor. How is that? I don't care how hot you are. If your husband's a bartender and fitness instructor.
You know he's getting laid.
Oh, yeah. And if you're a flight attendant and you're off on these flights, you know damn well. You had to know that going in. That's part of the deal, right? Oh, you're a bartender. How do you think you hooked up with him? She's pretty cute.
Yeah.
That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Yeah, and Space Ghost says inspired by Belushi with that guitar smash. They actually mentioned Animal House in there. Bleed Blue says, fun fact, 90% of flight crew sleeps around.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, I mean, they're gone a lot. I mean, that's kind of one of the reasons you want that job, right? Is so that you could go hook up with some random radio host in a bar.
I mean, not me, but some people do.
No, I'm just saying. But, yeah, hey, I don't know. I'm pretty cynical about all people, frankly. Nothing surprises me.
Probably the way to go.
Yeah. It's just laugh, man. That's how things go. I saw something today that kind of I found to be a concern. And did you like the movie Wedding Crashers?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. And I think one of the best parts of it, they almost ruined.
Okay.
Do you know who almost became Chaz?
No.
Nicolas Cage.
Ooh, that wouldn't have been good.
Would that not have ruined the entire movie?
That probably would have ruined the whole movie.
Put down the bunny. I mean, Will Ferrell was perfect for that. And, you know, it wasn't that big of a role. But if you imagine Nicolas Cage doing that, that's one of those things like you're playing baseball and you're leading 8-0 going to the ninth.
No thanks.
And you give up 10 runs.
No thanks.
Yeah. 281. Why was your guitar broken again, Fred? Not nice.
Hey, when's the Astros sports match game come on?
8:10, I believe, first pitch.
8:10.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Astros one of the teams that are allowed to play baseball tonight.
Yeah. What are you thinking about a week?
I don't know that there will be any baseball in about a week. Yeah.
Well, and your Rockets play tonight also at 8. So I'm gonna choose Rockets because there's fewer games. And
I mean, technically, there were fewer Astros games, but we've already seen a lot of the Rockets games.
No, we haven't seen any Rockets games.
Sure we did. You know, or did you already forget there was the whole big chunk of season that's been played?
And yeah, forgotten all about that.
Yeah. Well, that's because they weren't that entertaining.
I know. That's because the basketball season, like the baseball season, is way too damn long. But I mentioned this yesterday. I kind of got bored with the Astros after a few games.
That's fair. I think the Astros, it's going to be hard to get excited about their games unless they're playing someone good. And
yeah, and man, with Verlander out, though, it just deflated the whole thing for me.
I don't blame you.
281 says that was a terrible gem of the day. Twitch listeners 0-1 on picking. That was a completely normal reaction, not a great story. Okay, smashing a guy's guitar is a normal reaction. Dude, I don't want to know any of the women you hang out with. Or, lady, I don't want to know you. And somebody asked, have you checked out Fear City on Netflix? It's only like 3 episodes. It's how the FBI took down the 5 major crime families.
I've seen it on my recommended for you, and I just haven't pulled the trigger yet.
I have watched it. I mean, the thing is, I've seen these. I mean, I've studied these mob stories for so long, I know them all by heart. The twist on this is that it's the FBI agents, and it's almost a little too rah-rah FBI for me.
They act like the FBI is the good guys.
Well, okay, I'm team mafia in this.
Okay.
All right, I make no bones about
it. Team crime is what you're saying.
No, I'm team mafia. I'm team, yeah, Cosa Nostra.
Crime.
Yeah, no, that's not fair. Not fair.
I mean,
team businessman.
It's literally organized crime.
You can look at it like that. If you're,
that's just what it is.
No, if you want to really be judgmental, of course you can look at it that way.
That's what I'll do.
But yeah, so I'm always team mafia. But I thought it was really interesting, and in the fact that they had to explain to their FBI agents what the RICO statute did. Like, they had classes on it. Because they didn't know what it meant. And once they did that, they were able to start going after these guys. And, you know, the story of how they got them, it's all been out there. I mean, we kind of know who got wiretapped and who got rolled and things like that. But it was kind of interesting to hear it from the bad guy's perspective.
Yeah, I've thought about watching, just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, it's only 3 episodes. And, you know, it's... it kind of just pieces together how they caught them all. I don't think you're going to see anything there that you haven't seen in terms of the story. But, yeah.
Weren't the Celtics like the trendy pick to be the team that could push the Bucks in the East?
Why are they off to a slow start here?
I mean, it's only 5 minutes into the game, but they're down by 11 points to the Bucks. I think the Bucks are way better than the Celtics.
Dude, you can't judge NBA games 5 minutes in. Come on.
No, but I could judge the NBA on what I saw earlier in the season, where I still thought the Bucks were way better than the Celtics.
Well, I still think the Bucks are way better than the Celtics, but I also think...
And everybody wants to do... Like, the Bucks are way better than everybody in the East, but what you've got to do is say, well, this is the team that could really be the dark horse. It's just like... Who in the West besides the Clippers or the Lakers could come up and win this?
It's
a waste of time.
Well, yeah, it is, and that's what everybody's doing. But, I mean, the Celtics could easily come back and win this game. It's basketball.
No, they can't. Write it down.
713 says, to finding your husband cheating on you seem legit, a husband would be breaking stuff, wouldn't he? Yeah, only if you're on roid rage. I don't know what... Hey, my thought is, you poke it, you bought it. I mean, come on. Yeah, it's like, okay, see ya. I don't know why people get upset over stuff like that. I mean, you know, they're going to bang if they're going to bang. There's nothing you can do. But you're not going to be able to change it. You're not going to be able to stop them. So if you catch them, you know what? Bleep you, I'm out of here. You get stuck with everything. Bye.
What if you caught your wife hooking up with a chick? Would you be mad?
Do I get invited in?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's okay.
You're cool with it now?
No, I mean, honestly, I don't care. I don't care.
Aaron, what about you? You walk in, your wife's with a chick. What's the result?
I mean, I have some questions, but okay. I guess if I'm invited in, I'll ask them afterwards.
Okay. I think that's the right idea.
That's the right idea. Boom.
Yeah.
You're in, and then afterwards, like, okay, I got a little problem with this.
I just need to know, is this something that's going to keep happening? Is this something like you woke up one day and were like, oh, maybe this is who I am now?
Just another something I just noticed. I don't like that the Bucks, like, I know that on the backs of the jerseys, there's a lot of new sayings. We're seeing Black Lives Matters, how many more? You know, there's a lot of these sayings, social justice sayings on the backs of jerseys. What I don't like is the front of the Bucks jerseys that say Cream City.
So that sounds like a porno to me.
Doesn't
it?
Cream City. I don't want that. All right, I got to tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows. Listen, this is a family-owned company.
They're open for business, and they're doing things the right way. They're making sure that their installations and their consultations are safe for you and safe for their employees. That's the priority. But if you want great windows and siding, they've got it. Give them a call today. They'll come out. They'll do a free consultation. You can learn about the summer special, which is 30% off all windows, $2,500 off all full siding jobs. And this is going to save you money in the long term. It's, I mean, you, when you talk about no payments, you know, for 2 years, and you're saving you're saving on your energy bills all throughout that 2 years, these windows are going to pay for themselves. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or you can check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com. For your best siding, your best windows, you want the best rates, you call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows.
Brand new Lamborghini, a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real new rock star?
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.